What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one. Smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, hey, hey! Happy Tuesday, all you beautiful radio listeners. Hope you're having a wonderful afternoon so far. Let's check in with the most important man, Jeff Rust. What is happening?
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
That's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, you did.
Yes.
No, I wasn't
correcting you.
Woo! Okay. Yeah. Just had to make sure.
No. Yeah, I wasn't correcting you. You just came to me and said, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, it's Tuesday.
So it's a
day that ends in Y.
Well, don't they all?
My friend. Well, that's part of the bit, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's part of the
okay,
bit.
Okay. Tuesday. Well, it's your bet.
Yeah.
So
it's a day that ends in Y. They all end in Y, Luke.
Okay. So is this just like any other day, or how do you feel? Do you have any feelings about Tuesday? Because the way you set it up,
right,
it made me think that you had a Tuesday kind of feeling.
Well,
because you're a Thursday Eve guy, or
okay.
Friday Eve. Is that your
sure
thing?
Yeah. Well, look, and honestly, this week, the rest of this week, I'm a bachelor at home.
Oh, so you really
I have
no
wife, no children. Yeah. It's just me and the three cats.
Whew. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
And that's not a euphemism for anything. We literally have three cats.
Okay. Well, it's a day that ends in Y. It's a Tuesday. It's Bachelor Week. We have a little follow-up from yesterday's show. So yesterday we were talking about the thumb crotch, and I got a text message from one of the advertisers on this fine station.
Oh no.
And it said, who
do we piss off?
It said, I caught the last bit of your show today. This is yesterday afternoon that I got it. And if you have any extra inventory and need a finger crotch sponsor, just let me know. So we may have our first sponsorship here. So I'm not sure how it will sound, but we may have a finger crotch sponsor for moving forward. So good news. Happy hour taking off.
That's great.
And,
yeah.
Reaching the people with information
thumb
that
crotch
matters. A lot of talk about the Mariners over the last few days on these airwaves.
Yes.
It's fun to see my Mariners doing well. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to be trying to adopt them in one way or another.
I am. I'm fully adopted.
You're all in?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. So what I want to do is give a little preview here to start things off of what they've got coming up, because I think if you look ahead, they're traveling east, taking on Baltimore.
Correct.
I think a lot of people are feeling like this is a piece of cake. Baltimore is 15 and a half games back in the American League East. They have a negative 88 run differential.
Okay.
They have flat out not been good.
I feel like negative 88, that's not good.
It means that in their games, their opponents have scored 88 more runs than they have.
Okay.
So you tell me if you think that's good.
I feel like that's not good.
It's not good. So this is a playoff team from last year, but here's a couple things that may make you a little bit weary.
Okay.
When they go into Baltimore. One,
do this.
It's going to be hot and gross. So today it looks like it's
here.
Not so bad. we're talking 95 degrees with 95% humidity.
Oh,
so not like, quite so like, the same.
So like my last Thursday and Friday in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Sweet like fancy Moses.
Now, both teams have to play in that weather, so it's not good for anybody. There is a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, which could disrupt the start of a 9-game road trip. But here's the other thing about Baltimore. They're 25 and 36 on the road.
Okay.
They're only one game below 500 at home, so a much better home team. And the Orioles and Mariners have met once this year, and that was early June, where the Orioles, who not really good then, swept the Mariners. So something just to keep an eye on. This is a different Mariners roster.
Yes.
They were buyers at the trade deadline. You had
and they're
a little
hot.
Bit of,
they're so hot right now, like Hansel.
They very much are. So you've got an Orioles team that has gotten worse and a Mariners team that's gotten better. So you still expect them to go in. But don't go in thinking it's going to be an absolute domination. Here's the next series that they have. So they go from Baltimore to Queens.
Yes.
The Mets are currently a dumpster fire.
Yes, they're in a free fall.
So they have lost 7 straight. They are now 6 back in the National League East. They have not played the Mariners yet this year. But how about this for home and road splits? And this is what the part of the reason that I brought up Baltimore, just because, you know, they're a lot better at home.
Yes.
The Mets are 25 and 34 on the road. They are 38 and 21 at home. So as bad as they've been lately, they have done a lot of things right at home. They have a chance to get a few games in before they take on the Seattle Mariners. So they'll have a little bit of a home cooking before the Mariners show up. So I would watch the next 3 games and pay less attention to the last 7 games for what the Mets do. Much, much better at home than they've been on the road.
Gotcha. So do you know this 3-game set with the Mets? Only the first 2 are in Queens.
Oh, really?
Sunday's game is a neutral site location at BB&T Ballpark at historic Bowman Field in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I did not realize that. Yes. Look how dumb I am.
That is the
They're going to Williamsport and then back to Philadelphia? That's
So that is the 4:10 p.m. ESPN game on Sunday. And then, they go to Philadelphia, I believe.
So that's Williamsport. Is that to kick off the Little League World Series, or is it in the middle of it?
I would assume so, because I know that leading up into last week, we saw some regionals and such. I remember watching Murray Hill play, like, Bonnie Lake, Washington for the Northwest League stuff.
Do you watch the Little League World Series?
No, I do not.
Okay, me neither. No, me neither. Every once in a while, like if a local team is in it,
then
you can watch them, you rally behind them, and then you find out like the dads cheated and put other kids in the wrong.
Which was like last Wednesday or Tuesday or something, and it literally was Oregon Murray Hill versus Bonnie Lake, Washington. So yes, I didn't watch it, but I had it on the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, keeping aware of it. But yeah, if we get Lake Oswego versus Japan or something, that'll grab my attention.
Absolutely.
But the regional ones, they rarely grab my attention. And then, of course, they finish off the 9-game road trip with the Philadelphia Phillies, who are the number one team in the National League East. They have a plus 93 run differential, which is pretty substantial.
That's pretty good.
They are 8-2 in their last 10. They are 37-21 at home, 32-28 on the road. So they're good both ways. Mets actually a little bit better at home. This is interleague. They have not played that yet this year. And then just if you're curious about what the Mariners have done, they have a plus 37 run differential. And they are 37-25 at home, and then one game better than 500, 29-28 on the road. And then they'll finish up this road trip, and then they go home and get to play against the Athletics.
And those Mariners, they're red hot and rolling. Seven straight wins, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. And I mean, this is all since making big moves at the trade deadline. So if you're trying to catch Mariner fever, I just want to give you some ammunition for what they've got as they make this big East Coast swing.
Yeah, so looks like they got some of those big old red fat bats in the lineup now.
Yeah, the red fat bats?
Yeah.
Like the like when you're a little
kid?
Like the
yes.
not wiffle ball bats?
Exactly.
It's
the
funny
fat bat.
Yeah. Is that what you would
That's what we called them was the fat bat.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. I've got the fat bat at home, but the kids are loving wiffle ball right now.
Oh, yeah.
But we bust out the fat bat. Nobody picks it up. But I loved smacking those things into the blueberry pasture.
That's the problem with kids these days.
Yeah, they're stupid. I don't know. Wiffle ball is pretty great too. I will not complain about that. All right. As we get ready for the Mariners road trip, we'll take a look back and see what you missed. All right. In case you missed it, Shohei Ohtani and his agent are being sued for sabotaging a $240 million real estate project in Hawaii. First, his interpreter, now a deal associated with its agent are going sideways. Shohei, if you're looking for help with your business empire, call me. I would love to help mismanage your money. That would be...
Nah, I'm kidding. You know, what are we going to do there?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, I would love to help a $700 million man mismanage his money.
Dude, especially when the amount of attention that he seems to be paying to what's going on with said money. Yeah. Man, get me in that organization. Right? I will give this up in a second to go and just be like, oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That fine. Don't worry about this line or that line or whatever. We got you all taken care of. That'd be a piece of cake. Aaron Rodgers has to get a new helmet.
No.
That was a misfire.
What is going on?
Well, first of all, I meant to hit the boo the second you said Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, because most of the jokes are making fun of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Well, not really. Either way. Aaron Rodgers has to get a new helmet for the first time in 20 years. He's a little upset because he said it looks like a damn spaceship. NFL spokesperson, player safety is the number one priority. NFL player, give me that old unsafe helmet. This one looks dumb.
No, literally. Here's what I want. What does he want? Everybody's already making fun of the Guardian helmet, right?
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the Guardian helmet
for
is really
everybody's best well-being.
I know.
What are we doing here? He wants the smallest helmet and the smallest pads. And, yeah, you know what, Aaron Rodgers? Go back to Ashland in your little cave.
Yeah, well, and he says spaceship. I think he means space helmet. Okay. Would make a lot more sense. But if you can't tell the difference, it probably is the reason that they made the other helmet unsafe in the first place.
He just is worried about looking like the Great Gazoo.
Well, I don't. His old helmet looked like the Great Gazoo.
Yes.
If he doesn't like the space helmet, it's actually like, Rodgers is the perfect guy to wear a space helmet. There has not been a quarterback more fit for a space helmet since Warren Moon. There hasn't been an NFL player that belongs in a space helmet more than Aaron Rodgers since Leland Melvin.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I didn't think you would.
Who the hell is Leland Melvin?
That's what I wanted you to ask
me. God bless
America. In 1986, Leland Melvin was drafted by the Detroit Lions as a wide receiver. Because of a hamstring injury, he was released. So he went to astronaut school and flew two missions in the space shuttle, logged more than 560 hours in space as a NASA astronaut. Only NFL-drafted astronaut and only NFL player to be an astronaut.
Was he on any of the missions with Jim Lovell, who died over the weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I did not make that connection. I was just looking for space connections.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring it down, but that who Tom Hanks played in the Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 was
Houston,
what year?
Houston, we have a problem.
Was what year?
Oh, sweet fancy Moses.
This guy was drafted in 86.
Okay.
Shuttle missions. Come on.
Look, I'm not a smart man.
You're not a spaceman. You're not a smart
man. I'm here to push buttons and play laugh tracks.
All right. Well, and listen, you tried your best at that. Right. And it went
right in the mountain.
All right. That's in case you missed it. We move on to the Daily Buzz. We do it next. It is Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
All right, welcome back in. Some top news stories for you. John Mateer apparently thinks that inside jokes about gambling are funny. So if you missed this, screenshots have surfaced of old Venmo transactions from the now Oklahoma quarterback who played at Washington State last year with the memos that read sports gambling. So on Tuesday, today, he denied that those were actually transactions, and he said that they were an inside joke with a friend. I feel like this is very dangerous water and a very bad idea for somebody to kind of make light of it. So if you'd like somebody to investigate everything that you do as a college student, congratulations. I think that's the next thing coming down for you, Mr. Mateer.
Yeah, this to me just seems like a lot of dumb stuff and overreaction.
Well,
like I get it. I get the whole sports gambling thing and they're not supposed to do it and blah, 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 blah. But literally they went back, they found two things.
Yep.
Between him and, they were both to the same buddy.
Yep.
It sounds like. Yeah. So it's a bit, it's a bit.
Yeah, but
he paid his buddy for a McDonald's bill, sure, one night and labeled it as sports gambling.
Well, here's
is it dumb? Should he have not done it? Sure, but literally, come on.
Here's
man.
My question: is when you were a college
Lighten
student,
up, Francis?
When you were a college student,
oh, I did plenty of dumb stuff. As
would
a
you
student.
Would you want to do anything that brings on an investigation of other dumb things that you've done?
But the thing is. Is that I don't, you have to presume that you are thinking about this bringing on an investigation before
Oh, sure.
you do it.
Yeah.
So that's where I just, again, I look, let's just assume that he's just, it meant nothing and it was dumb and he was an idiot. Is that fair enough?
It is, but if he ends up missing football games because of this, I would not be surprised.
I did not see the amounts.
Well, that's because in Venmo, it won't show you the actual transaction amount. So the little memo thing just says what the transaction's for. You can put little emojis in there or whatever. But yeah, knowing that it's going to be public, which Venmo has the option of making private or public, and you can put it out there. You're a quarter. You're a quarterback.
Dumb setting, but whatever.
You're a quarterback. Well, then, mine is set to private, and then I just
who Venmos? You can opt tell in. You. I think I have done. I think I've used Venmo like once in my entire life.
Well, you're a very old person.
I am old.
Young people use Venmo. Do you carry cash?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that explains it. My brother does that joke all the time. He's like, I've got Venmo, and then he pulls out cash and hands you what he owes you. So I Venmo.
Yeah, you wonder why I carry cash? For reasons like this past weekend where I have to tip somebody in a hotel or a valet parker or something like that. That's why I carry cash.
And you know what they do now? QR code right there, and you can Venmo them. It's the way of the world, young man.
Great. But thanks, I hate it.
This is stupid. I don't know what it is. Shaking clouds, I'm so mad at you. All right, maybe something that you're not going to be mad at. The hottest team in baseball is the Brew Crew. Milwaukee Brewers won 7-1 over the Pirates on Monday. That is their 10th straight win, and they become the first team since 2019 to have two 10-game win streaks in the same season. Even more impressive is since July 5th, they are 25-4, the best in base by a mile. Mm-hmm. So this is a team that started out the season 25-28, and since then have gone 49-16. The second best team in the NL is the Padres, which is 12 games back of what the Brewers have done. They have the best record in baseball. They're absolutely on fire, and they continue to win with a entire team effort. So there's not really one player that you're hearing about. The Mariners, you hear about Cal Raleigh.
Is Christian Yelich still there?
He is, but he's not dominating. He's not like far and away. Yeah. Like you haven't heard anything about.
Oh, they got that. What's that pitcher's name? The Miz? Wisnarowski?
Yeah, he's the Miz. Been hurt.
Nobody beats the Miz, right?
He's been hurt. So they just continue to absolutely go on a tear.
Is there a more anonymous team in all of sports that like you never really hear about or ever care about than the Milwaukee Brewers?
I think any team from Milwaukee can do that, but Giannis has kind of brought on some spotlight to him. That's a pretty good for anonymous
teams.
Like in
the Big Three or Big Four, any team that you just really, you're like, oh yeah, that's right, they got a team.
I feel like baseball has a few of those. Like, I don't think I spend a lot of time thinking about the Cincinnati Reds or the Kansas City Royals. I guess we do on this station because of Rop. But yeah.
Well, even like the Reds, you got your Ellie De La Cruz, right? And the Pirates, you got O'Neill Cruz. But with the Brewers,
I will say right now, not only are they one of the more unthought of teams, but they are certainly the best team that you don't think about. Like, I mean, looking at what they're doing right now, they are an absolute tear. And again, to have two win streaks of 10 or more in the same season.
I feel like that is very fair,
It's pretty great.
The best team that you don't ever think about.
Well, they started off very, very quiet. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to our next story. John Gruden can sue? So the Nevada Supreme Court has ruled 5-2 that Gruden is now able to keep his lawsuit and can be forced into private arbitration in his lawsuit against the NFL. So Gruden sued the league and the commissioner back in 2021, alleging that they deliberately leaked misogynistic and homophobic emails to destroy his career after they surfaced during the Washington football team investigation. The court called the NFL cases unconscionable, noting they would not allow Goodell to essentially rule that the case involving his own conduct. So now they're saying that John Gruden, instead of letting them arbiter of their own case, John Gruden can now sue the NFL.
We don't have enough time for me to dig into this. All right. I feel like John Gruden got railroaded.
Yeah.
In terms of the whole Daniel Snyder, Washington Commanders, all of that stuff.
Sure.
And it seems very much like where the NFL does not want to uncover things that Daniel Snyder and the Commanders did, and they threw John Gruden under the bus. And I will just say, I got two more words. This is going to fork off a lot of people. Epstein files, but NFL. Sorry.
This ruling, to break it down in one thing, this ruling keeps a case in public courts. Mm-hmm. This is obviously something the NFL does not want. Gruden's legal team says that this would be unfair for it to go forward. The NFL plans to appeal, possibly all the way to the Supreme Court. So this is, right now, this is just another step along the way, but this could keep going to the highest court in the land. This is the power of the NFL.
All right. On to the next topic.
Jordan Love is going to have thumb surgery. Mm. It should not affect his availability for week one.
Is it in the thumb crotch?
I did not get if it is in the thumb crotch or not, but it is on his left hand. He throws the football with his right. So he's been trying to fight through an injury that he got just recently, but has been handing the ball off with his throwing hand instead of his non-dominant hand. He's decided to opt for the surgery, mm-hmm. but it should not affect his availability for week one. Also in the NFL, Cam Hayward, I was going to say Craig Hayward, who is his father.
His father, yeah.
Ironhead, which is one of the great nicknames.
Yes. Well, and that dude, he was a tank.
Yeah, well, and he was a fullback back when fullbacks were fullbacks.
Yes, yeah. 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
I will tell you what. He has said that he is open to sitting out the regular season if Pittsburgh does not give him a raise. Cam Hayward is 36 years old and has been holding in at training camp, doing some drills, but not the full 11-on-11 work. He's been in street clothes for much of the time. He has said that he wants an increase to the 3-year extension that he signed before last season that was worth $45 million.
So how many more years are still on it?
There are 2 full years left on it.
Oh, his, yeah, you can't do that.
Well, sorry. He's willing to do it. He could go the way of Le'Veon Bell, which we've seen with Pittsburgh, so you can see them being willing to do it. But we also have just seen that Pittsburgh is willing to pay their defensive line, giving TJ Watt $41 million.
Look, and I'm all for player power and player empowerment, but if you're coming into the last year of your deal, that's when you say, hey, look, let's talk about things.
Yeah, 2023 Walter Payton Man of the Year, first team All-Pro last year. All right, one more very quick one. This will be a surprise to you, ooh, I would guess.
Okay, yeah.
AOL is about to get rid of their dial-up service. Did you know AOL still did?
No, I did not know there was still dial-up internet service.
AOL will be ending their dial-up service on September 30th. So if you are somebody that is watching this on YouTube through dial-up,
good luck.
Good luck. And find a new way to watch.
I'm assuming these are some of our rural folks.
That's what I would imagine. Yeah. It's somebody that's still heavily reliant on the home telephone line and screaming across the house, who unplugged the phone? So get ready. If you're hearing this story for the first time, get ready for a plethora of stories that end with goodbye. All right. We move to the George McCoy at Warren Allen's. The George McCoy at Worn Out Sports Desk to see what we missed. Jeff?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here we go.
It's Tuesday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson.
You might not want to let your children watch this.
Time for play-by-playback.
Gary Newton is the greatest corn dogger ever.
Real game calls, real reactions, and one big question.
Is that a corn dog in your pocket?
Oh yeah. That's my practice dog, sorry.
1-2. There's a swing, and that one, if it stays fair, ends it. Fair ball. And the Rangers win it in the 10th. Maybe the most unlikely comeback of the year.
So those Texas Rangers trying to make a run back at the wild card spot. They currently sit. Let's see here. As I refresh, they're 2.5 games out of the final wild card spot. They have to leap the Cleveland Guardians. The Yankees are not finally. The Yankees are the third wild card spot. The Rangers have some work to do.
The Rangers, it feels like every time I hear anything from them, they're doing this. Their pitching has been really good. They were really hot in July. They were one of the hottest teams in baseball for the month, top three or four as far as overall record. Their hitting was starting to pick up, but lately they have not been the same team. They've been really bad in August to start, but it feels like they need that final at-bat every time they win, and just not a sustainable way to do things. So do I think the Rangers end up eking their way into the wild card? I just can't see it, especially when they're playing in a division that's going to be highly contested down to the finish, where Houston and Seattle is going to be going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think there's too much competition, and I've heard a lot of people say that they think the Mariners have the best lineup in the American League and maybe the best team in the American League. I think that it's very close at the top, and I think Texas is going to be the odd one out, where there's going to be a lot of teams playing down to the final day.
And Nolan Ryan is not coming out to give Robin Ventura a noogie.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, but man, that'd be great if it did.
Right?
Yes.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. That ball is deep. Back it goes, and that ball is gone. How about Alex Bregman? First at bat, returning to Houston. And he hits that one into the Crawford boxes.
Is that what it's all about right there? We just saw a ceremony, like you said, a few minutes before the game. You get the ovation, and then you get the 1-1 breaking ball, chest high, top hand, and off the back of the facade for a two-run home run. Alex Bregman, I'll tell you right now, ball player.
Alex Bregman breaking the hearts of his former teammates and fans as they, you know... Look, The AL wild card. It's wild. It's wild.
Bregman gets a standing ovation for his return to Houston.
Yes.
And he felt uncomfortable with it. This is the Astros' MO. They're so used to getting booed everywhere that they go that when they get cheered, they don't know what to do. They're like, I need to be booed. It's like energy for these guys. And Bregman, among the worst of the offenders, even in another uniform, can't help but get booed. So does that mean he's been booed vehemently by every team in the majors now?
I mean, I guess if you're an Astro and a Red Sox,
Well, the Houston, probably the only team that hadn't booed him yet until he makes his return and then makes sure that he gets booed right out of the gate, because that was a first inning home run. Fantastic.
0-2 pitch. And Fortes is able to hang on to the foul tip. Little bobble job, but Fortes hangs on. And it's a strikeout for Darryl.
Well, you see Marcante coming out asking, did he hold on to that? And yes, he did.
You ever catch anything in a weird spot?
So that ball was caught between the elbow and the hip of the catcher. So it's a foul tip, goes back nowhere near his glove and just kind of sticks in the, what would we call that, the elbow crotch?
I guess, yeah. So the thumb key.
Guess what? This skirt has pockets.
The video of that was fantastic. When I played American Legion baseball in the summer, me and one of the other pitchers, we used to always keep our jerseys unbuttoned because we had like the polyester, full polyester uniforms that you would have for like the high school baseball team or whatever. Yeah. And you'd wear them in the middle of the summer. I think it was the next year we actually got like the t-shirt jerseys,
right.
Because playing in 90 degrees summer days, it was not great to wear those. We would button them like halfway down to like keep the breeze going through. And I'm pretty sure it was Jack Hathaway who had a line drive hit back at him that went into his shirt and nobody knew where it went. It was absolutely fantastic.
Jack Hathaway around. Is stuck in your craw, isn't he?
He was on my team. I didn't hit it at him. No, he was on my team and he was one of our other pitchers. But I just remember everybody looking for the ball, and hey, if it doesn't hit the ground, you're out. Doesn't matter how you catch it, whatever you have.
If the glove don't fit, you must quit.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I would compare Jack to OJ.
Holy smokes. They got a shot.
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
I've never seen that. The NFL record.
We did. We talked about this yesterday. A 70-yard field goal in a preseason game, so it doesn't count.
Yes, but what do you know about this kicker?
Cam Little?
Yeah.
I know Little.
Cam Little. I see what you did there.
Not the only comedian here, Mr. Anderson.
You nailed it, my friend. Sixth-round pick last year out of Arkansas, holds the school record for highest field goal percentage. He was voted Rookie of the Year by the PFWA, All Rookie Honors. He was the youngest kicker ever drafted. So he's still only 21 years old, this kid is going to have a long career ahead of him. So not only did he kick a 70-yard field goal, he did it before the age of 22. So if you are a Jacksonville Jaguars fan and you are
Ooh, that's my team.
There you go.
That's what I got. That was my Facebook NFL fan test.
Well, there
when
you
we started Danny and Dusty. So yes,
did not miss an extra point. 93% on field goals last year, and was very, very good. Was the highest rated kicker coming out of high school in Moore, Oklahoma, and was also one of the top punters. So you've got a good one there, my friend. Nailing 70-yard field goals. I don't know how often the scenario comes up, but if you've got a last minute field goal, you could have tried that thing from 75.
Hey, look,
that was outside.
My Jaguars. I got Trevor Lawrence will be healthy. You got Travis Etienne. You got Brian Thomas. You got your possible offensive and defensive rookie of the year, and Travis Hunter, and now a guy that kicks a 70-yard field goal.
Catch the fever.
Hi, I'm Olivia, and I just won the Elaine Dance Contest. This is so crazy. I honestly feel like I was raised by Seinfeld. I have been doing the Elaine dance as like a fun party trick my entire adult life. So I feel like I feel like in many ways, my whole life led me to this moment.
I feel like my entire life led me to this moment. I live my life by Seinfeld quotes. What do you want?
Did you watch all the videos? So this was at a minor league game that had a contest where they invited anybody that wanted to come down onto the field and do their best Elaine dance from Seinfeld. And it was one after another, kicking and gyrating. And that is your big winner. I threw that clip to you because I know how much you love Seinfeld.
I'm a huge Seinfeld fan.
How many times did you write a paper about Seinfeld in your collegiate career?
Twice. Once was a group paper. Once was a group paper. Our professor, she said, hey, pick a pop culture reference that you are comfortable getting sick of, because once you write this paper, you will never want to watch it again. And mine was on the contest episode.
Yes.
And guess what? I did not ever get sick of that episode.
Oh, you made a pause there.
Yeah.
You didn't get sick of the contest content or
the episode. Because, look, I'm the master of my domain.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You said it was a group project.
That was a group. There were four of us. I wrote a different Seinfeld paper for a different class.
Well, but my question is, did you guys do the contest?
But come on.
And how did you do in the contest?
Well, I was already married at that point, and I was an older gentleman, and they were all like actual college age kids and
stuff.
So
you dominated.
Yeah. But I will say that it also, at another point in my college career, when I went back to school, I wrote a paper on that 70s show. It was on gender representations of the first season of that 70s show. And that professor asked me to present that paper at the Northwest Communication Association conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Kids, if you're listening to this and you ever have to write a paper, just find something that has subject matter that is entertaining, can be humorous,
exactly,
and you can actually put yourself into it. You will be surprised what it can do. I wrote a paper. It was supposed to be what is a leader, and one of the criteria was to be original.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it on what is a leader, and it was the most unique paper, and I got 99 out of 100. My mom took it to Thanksgiving to share with everybody to read, and it was the dumbest thing that I ever wrote. So have fun. Don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
If it's an English paper, they're worried about the structure, not the content.
Yeah.
If it is a historical paper, they're worried about the context, and they want to have something they can entertain. So entertain your professor, and you will be better off. Entertain your teacher, and you'll have more fun.
Write about what you know and what you like.
There you go. All right, we can take one more for the road. We do it next. It's Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far.
Wicked woman, cool creams and misters. You got a cool spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, Mr. Rust, what are the people saying on the text and chats and things and stuff?
On the old text line, I took a geography class as a film graduate and got to write papers about old black and white samurai movies.
Yes!
That were influenced by spaghetti westerns. We also wrote a paper about speed in relations to public spaces.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
The movie Speed. In relation to public spaces. See, this is the advice for the kids out there. Just go and pick something that is a fun topic, and your teachers will appreciate it. I did a presentation on capital punishment when I was a senior in high school, and like 4 minutes of the 10-minute presentation was the clip from Monty Python's The Life of Brian when they stone the guy to death, and just played that in the in the back. I just remember Mr. Dawson sitting back there just cracking up. And then I did...
Please tell me Mr. Dawson's first name was Richard.
I'm confident that it might have been, but I couldn't tell you.
Anyway,
yeah, no, I know. I'm with you, but I could...
Best Family Feud host ever.
Okay, I'm not going to get into that conversation.
Oh, wait! Do you disagree?
Well, I don't know.
Who do you got?
I'm trying to remember if I watched the Home Improvement guy.
Richard Karn.
But Richard Dawson's Family Feud was, it was of a different era.
Whiskey and cigarette fueled and perhaps a little bit of a sexual assault.
Yep. Yeah. So, well, if that's, hey, listen, if that's your flavor, hey, then go for it.
I'll tell you what, Richard Dawson was my flavor.
Louis Anderson.
I forgot about Louis Anderson. Yeah,
was the one that I remember watching the most.
I forget about Louis Anderson.
And
Louis was good.
And then Steve Harvey is fine.
Yeah. Well, see, no, see, but Louis, Steve Harvey, though, yeah, they set up all of those categories specifically for Steve Harvey to ask the questions and then be like, oh my God, I can't believe you're being so risque.
My wife was watching it the other day. It was Celebrity Family Feud. And, okay, and Steve Harvey gave the question about, what was it? Who does Winnie the Pooh have on speed dial? He had no idea who anybody from Winnie the Pooh was. It was hilarious. One of the
no owl, no piglet, no Kanga, no Roo, no Tigger.
One of the contestants goes, Christopher Robin, and he goes, who on earth? Like, he looked so confused. And yeah, anyways, of course it ended up being up there. But yeah, Steve Harvey, no reference for Winnie the Pooh whatsoever. You're one more for the road today. Did you have any idea that Fernando Rodney is still playing baseball?
No.
40.
Well, no, he's not the K-Rod, right? That's a different, that's a Rodriguez. Excuse me. Apologies. Brain fart. Let's just forget about the last like 8 seconds. How about that?
Fernando Rodney is the 3-time All-Star and 2019 World Series champion who's famous for shooting imaginary arrows into the night sky after he would get a save.
He is not Hunger Games style.
Yeah, well, and he has sideways hat with the flat bill. A great character in Major League Baseball. He's not played in 6 years. His last team that he played for was the Nationals in 2019. So he went out on top, but he did not go out of baseball altogether. He is currently 48 years old and playing for the Hamilton Cardinals in Canada's semi-pro inter-county baseball league. He has fully embraced the role of mentor, and he goes out there.
You should, right?
Yeah, and he's signing autographs and doing the whole thing. He has 100% kept the bow and arrow with him. He is helping draw crowds. And he said that he plans to pitch until he's at least 50. So that's
on the Nolan Ryan plan.
I don't think Nolan Ryan ever played in Upper Canada.
He didn't go to 50, but he played till about, was he 47, 48?
Well, the oldest baseball player ever was a one-off performance by one Satchel Paige through a game in 1966 at the age of 59 years old. Went out and did that. The oldest...
Who was the player manager of the A's that stuck around forever? Was that Casey Stengel?
I do not have that on my list. In major professional sports, Gordie Howe once played a game at 69 years old. That was a one-off. But he played well into his 50s. Yamir Yager is still playing minor league hockey at 53 and 178 days. And the oldest athlete that I could find retired in 2022 from track and field. His name was Stanislaw Kowalski. And he retired at 105 years old from track and field. So there's some of your oldest athletes that are out there. But if you want to go catch Fernando Rodney, he's still pitching up in Canada. So enjoy that. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Jeff Rust. And as always, thank you, Isaac Rop. We're done for now. Bye-bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.